The good news is that at the 14th Project Homeless Connect, more vendors than ever before, which means we have more services for people who are homeless. The bad news is we have a lot of homeless people that are here today. I'm talking with Leslie Gore with Love, Inc., and also with the Nikiski Shelter of Hope that's only a couple of years old now. Leslie, and as a community, I think we would rank way high as far as what we're doing for our homeless population here. Tell me what's going on here today.
So absolutely. We have so many services available today, ranging from a veterinarian to check the pets out and to provide some vaccines, to public health, haircuts, housing services, job services, DMV. So if people need their ID or license renewed or something, they can take care of that. There's food available and just every kind of resource you can think of.
And you know, when we address the problem, it's so multifaceted and complex. There is no silver bullet or one solution because everybody's an individual and you're coming from different life experiences. And to have this broad base available, like you say with the dog, I saw a little dog who was blind in one eye. And that's family. You know, the dog is also homeless. And to be able to get vet care for that, that's huge. And it makes you very proud to be in this community.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And I can say at the Nikiski Shelter of Hope, we do allow people to bring in their dog with them. We have a limit on how many dogs we can have in at one time. But one of the requirements is the dog has to have current vaccines. So this event today will help people be able to get those vaccines so that they can bring their pet into the shelter with them.
Give me a little update about the shelter. A lot of people may not even know that it exists. It's only been there, I think, what, 2 or 3 years?
Yeah, we just had our third anniversary, and we are now back to full capacity at 22 beds. We had to reduce capacity for a year down to, at one point, as low as 5 residents because we were installing the sprinkler system and fire suppression system that the fire marshal required. So we've done all these fabulous upgrades to the shelter, and it is completely sprinklered now, and it's just beautiful. New flooring went in and lighting and stuff, so it's a really comfortable place for people to go. And we have several families in right now. We have a family that has a newborn, which is really exciting to be able to say a mama got to bring her baby home from the hospital to a safe, warm place instead of to a car.
There was room at the inn.
There absolutely was room at the inn, and the baby was born 2 days before Christmas.
That must make you feel good.
Yeah, it does.
How long can people stay at the shelter, Leslie?
So, you know, someone was just asking me that, and it's a hard question to answer. We have a 30, 60, 90-day program where people, 30 days it takes them to get stabilized usually when they're coming from actual homelessness into a shelter situation. And then in that 60 to 90 days, we expect for them to work on things like applying for housing vouchers, making sure that they've had a current medical exam and that they're having their health care needs met and mental health needs, addiction services. We want to get them connected with all of the resources that they need so that when they go into permanent housing, they're stable. The problem is that, you know, some people move much faster than the 90 days, but we have such a lack of affordable housing within our community that we have no housing to put those people into. So even though they're ready to move out of the shelter, there's no place for them to go. So we have people who have stayed up to almost over, well, one just over a year before we could get them into housing.
Well, Leslie, Project Connect is the one day of the year we bring all of this together. But what about the other 365 days if somebody needs help or if somebody wants to volunteer other than for Project Homeless Connect? How do they do that?
Absolutely. So 365 days a year, there are services available within our community. They're just not as easy to get to. And most of them are a Monday through Friday availability. Love Inc. is open Monday through Thursdays from 9 to 4. And we do about a little over 50 referrals a month to other agencies for services for people.
Leslie, thank you for what you do. Leslie Rohr has been the executive director of Love Inc. for the last 16 years, and she's going to go on for another 26 at least. I'm Merle Sikorski at the Project Homeless Connect, returning you to that warm and toasty sound of KSRM.